Why are you yet standing? I want to ask you to open your Bibles to a familiar scripture in 2 Kings. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. And we will begin reading at the 8th verse. 2 Kings, 6th chapter, and the 8th verse. We'll begin reading. When you have it, say amen. Amen. And the word of God reads as thus. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place, thou shalt be my camp. King of Israel, saying, beware that thou passest not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore trouble for this thing. He called his servant and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore send he hither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early, he gone forth, and behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, at last, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in our hearts in Jesus' name. You may be seated. I like to magnify that 17th verse. Thank you, sir. And if I was to use, and I will, for a topic on today, open your eyes and see. Can you say that with me? Open your eyes and see. Now, now the Lord gave unto me, and I shared it with Pastor, and I shared it with some of you already, what the Lord gave to me. And this, what he gave me was, in 2020, a clear vision in 2020. A clear vision in 2020. And for a verse was, it was 2 John, 3 John, the second verse. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper." In the Bible, in the Word of God, it says, "I wish above all, brother, that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper." So I said, "Lord, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? And what are you trying to tell me to tell your people?" He says that I'm going to bless my people spiritually, physically, and financially. Here it is, right here in the Bible. It's right here in the Word of God. But all we have to do is commit our ways unto the Lord. See, you can't get this blessing straddling the fence. I'm sorry. You can't get this, you know, one foot in and the other foot out. Can't get this blessing like that. You have to be faithful to the Lord. Hallelujah. I wish above all, Pastor, that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Can you tell your neighbor that? Go ahead, tell your neighbor. Go ahead and tell your neighbor. See, because when you tell your neighbor that, it comes back to you. See, don't be afraid to quote this word, because this word is powerful and it's quicker than any weapon you can carry. Hallelujah. I mean, you can be broke than broke. Would carry that word in your heart. David said, "Thy word, Lord, had I hid my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Let me get to the text. Elijah, right, was a prophet. And there was two kingdoms, the Syrians and Israel. And the king of Syria said, "Listen, what is going on here? Every time I'm trying to, you know, attract these guys, they always know what we're doing. I want to know who's the spy in the house of bread." Hallelujah. I want to know who's going around telling everybody what we're doing, what we're planning. I want to know. So one of the servants of the king of Syria, he said, "Listen, king, it's not so. It's none of us." So it's none of y'all here in the house. Hallelujah. It's none of y'all. But the word was so embedded in Elijah, and Elijah was I wouldn't say a clone of Elijah, but he was his predecessor. And he had a double portion. See, Elijah, he did about 7 miraculous miracles. But when it's double, how many are you going to do? He did 7. Come on, y'all. Y'all been to school. Y'all didn't have Hallelujah. He performed about 14. He had a double portion. Hallelujah. But the reason why he was able to do the things that he was doing is because he was walking in the spirit. And God wants us to stop looking out of these carnal eyes. For in the book of Romans, it says, if you will indulge me just for a little while, in the book of Romans, it says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Yeah.
For to be carnal minded, I said, for to be carnal minded is what? Against who? Come on, y'all. We got to open our spiritual eyes, because I'm telling you, things are coming down the pipe in 2020 that you ain't never seen before. But if you're going to be carnal minded, you're not going to see. God wants to bless us the more in 2020. But we got to open up our spiritual eyes and stop being so carnal minded. You know, laughing and joking at just about everything. Come on, y'all. We got to be concerned about our family members. Hallelujah. Don't you know that if you were spiritual minded, you'll see them walking around and they're being burned up? Because all those who are not in the body, they are walking dead. You know, if God was to, I know some of y'all watch some of those movies. The Night of the Living Dead and the Walking Dead and the Dead and Triple Dead, all of them deads. You know, some of you, if God was to open up your spiritual eyes, and when you walked out that door and when you see them, the first thing you would say, oh God, put the blindness back on. Hallelujah. For God wants to open up our spiritual eyes with that when we come even into the sanctuary. A lot of times when we enter in here, when David says, enter in into his, but when you don't come here with thanksgiving, you enter in and you say, okay, it's another Sunday. It's another day. But if you come in spiritual minded, the saints of old, before they even got to the door, they already purposed in their mind that I'm going to sing my song today. Because they had their mind stayed on him. They had their mind, spiritual mind. They were spiritual minded. They was like, listen, I come to serve the Lord today. I come to bless his name. I'm praising him before I even get to the door. I'm glorifying him. Nobody's going to pump me up. They won't need an air gun for me today, not today. But I tell you one thing, if something was to happen to you on the outside, some of y'all run in here and start praising God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all said, listen, is the church open? Can I get, I need prayer, Pastor, where you at? I can't get a hold of Pastor. Where is he? He's never around when I need him. But God says, go into your closet. Release that spiritualness in you. It's in you. It's in you. God wants it back. He said, walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Be spiritual minded 2020. Stop all the carnal minded and watch God start opening in doors for you. But watch this now. Watch this. He's going to start closing some doors. Spiritually, he's going to close those doors that don't need to be open in your life. We got so many doors in our life open and open to these spirits that's out there in the world, and we're carrying it around. We're not conscious of it because we ain't watching. We're not looking spiritually. Hallelujah. For what is it? The Bible said, fear not, for he has not given us. I refuse to have the spirit of fear. Even when it seems bleak and seems scary, I refuse that. Why do I refuse that? Because I know what the word of God says. There's no way a spirit of fear can come against the word. Hallelujah. The word is powerful. Hallelujah. And that is what you're going to walk in 2020. The spirit of the word. Hallelujah. When you pack your lunch, you pack some word with you. Matter of fact, I'm going to give this to you free. Take John 3:2 with you every day you go, and quote it every time you go, and watch God start moving in your life. Watch him start breaking down walls. Watch he start moving things in your life. But don't be afraid, because also take that scripture, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and what? And love. And sound mind, Sister Jenny. So when you step on that bus and they try to move and shake your spirit and while you fasting and get you angry, God hasn't given you that. Hallelujah. It's only the adversary saying, I'm getting on the bus with Jenny. Ooh. Come on, Jenny. Then somebody gonna bump into you, Jenny. And you tell them off. But Jenny had a Jenny came back at him. Jenny said, just tell me what you said. Just let the saints know what you said to that spirit. He's a liar. Hallelujah. You got to speak life in front of you. You got to tell old soul, listen, get thee behind me. That's where you belong. And God hasn't given us nothing to protect our back. You know why? I'll tell you why. He said, I got your back. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, some of your buddies said, Joe, let me talk to Joe. Joe, you know how when you was running, you know, and your brother said, man, I got your back, and you look back and they was gone? God is not like that. God says, I got your back. Hallelujah. So back to the story of Elijah. The king was worried and he was like, what's going on here? Why is this man knowing every time we're trying to entrap them? We're trying to subdue them. And he knows what's going on. And Elijah said, listen, took a couple of his buddies, a couple of his servants. And they was like, I know they were shaking in their boots because the Bible said they were fear came on them. And they like, you know, Elijah, you know, I don't want to go with you because, man, that army is, they already set up. And he says, well, let me remind you that we've been that way twice already. Did we not get the victory? And so Elijah had to pray. And this is what saints we got to do. We got to pray. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And my prayer for each and everyone, from the youngest to the oldest, God, open up their spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. That they may see clearly. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, you know, you know, I don't know, and this is a new experience for me with glasses. Sometimes it seems like I can see better with them off, and then after I take them off, it seems like I can't see at all because it seems like the glasses mess my eyes up. So I have to try to refocus my vision so I can see clearly. And they tell me, that's what they tell me, Joey, you got to get used to them. But I said, well, why is it affecting me when I take them off then? Shouldn't I be all right after taking them off? So I put them back on and I tried again. And I said, Lord, help me see a little more clearly. Not only just physically, but spiritually. You know, a lot of times, you know how it is. You want to be able to see clearly, you know, and somebody coming at you, you want to be able to see them. How much the more do you want to see the enemy coming at you? Hallelujah. You want to be able to move when he comes. You want to be able to speak when he comes. Because he got to stop. When you throw that word at him, he said, I can't go no further. That's right. He has to go and get, just like Job, Pastor, he got to go get permission. You see? Yeah. Hallelujah. See, we think because we go through something spiritually, that all the devil's right on my back trying to turn me back. No! He's trying to try your faith. He's trying to test you. You see, do you really love the Lord? Or are you just talking that you love the Lord? Do you really love the Lord? Or are you just faking that you love the Lord? My song, one of the songs I used to love to sing in the devotion, Lord, don't let me fail. I want to be your bride. With my eyes open, walk right by my side. With my Lord. See, Sister Granny from Nashville, she knows, she knows. Something in my life you have done for me. Don't, you know, say, if I can't see it, just let me thank it. For the Bible says, for now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. But you can't get that if you're not walking faithfully. If you're not walking hand in hand. If you're not looking out spiritually, See, God wants to do great things here in House of Prayer, but we got to come. We got to all be in unity. Now, who's holding us up? Who done took the treasures and got it hidden in their camp today? Who's messing us up? Come on, y'all. This is serious business. Hallelujah. We got to get it right. Because, you know, it will happen. You're handing not only your blessings, but you're trying to handle our blessings. Come on. And then you're going to say, I wish above all that you prosper. Come on, man. I'm like Obama. Come on, man. You know, let's get right here in 2020. Let's do it right. Let's be the church that God is calling for these last and evil days. Amen. Hallelujah. We can do it if we all speak the same thing, push in the same direction, and always be mindful of one another. So, hallelujah. I mean, really, you know, I mean, that's a dose of medicine. That's better than Excedrin PM and what's all them other Advils and come on, Pastor, tell me something. You know, that's better than any cough medicine or any type medicine you can ever get. Hallelujah. But God wants to do great things. Just like God used them of old. Just like he used the prophets. See, the prophets was there to make sure the kings walked right. Because these kings couldn't walk right. They couldn't keep things right. So the prophets was pretty much their conscience. But the God that we serve, he reveals these things. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we might be hiding from one another, but we can't hide from God. Hallelujah. We cannot do all the dirt that we're doing. We think we're getting over, and we're getting over with one another. Oh, no. God keeping record. Hallelujah. But the thing that I like about the God that we serve, that he's merciful. He said his mercy endure forever. Even when you run out of your mercy, it's still enduring. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. I said, God is so good. See, when we come into this sanctuary, this should be holy. We was in Sunday school. And we was talking about, you know, the building that Solomon built for God to dwell in. And I was telling Sister Gretchen and everybody was in the class. I said, boy, if the building was like the building that they built back then, folks wouldn't be able to make it to the door. Because they would drop dead. Because God did not, he was like, I can't stand sin. I can't tolerate sin. Don't bring sin here. And then some of us get mad with preachers when they talk about sin, talk about you living in sin. And they get so, see, that's when they get quiet. When we talk about sin, God do not like sin. It's almost, you know, I'm just going to use one of these superheroes that we used to, I grew up on, and that was Superman. Superman could not stand kryptonite. So don't bring it to him because it makes him weak. But the God I serve, you can bring anything to him. It doesn't make him weak. Hallelujah. But he can make you stronger. Oh, God. I think they missed that one. Even what you bring to God, I don't care what it is, whatever you bring to God, God can turn it around. Hallelujah. You ain't too big that he can't change you. You're not too strong that he can't turn you around. I don't care what you got yourself into. I don't care where you've been and where you're going. God can stop you right in your tracks. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we accept where we're at in the state where we're in. And what happened to us and how bad we think we're doing it. You know, I don't think God can do this for me. But somewhere I read in the Bible where it says, is there anything too hard? Oh, God. Is there anything too hard for God? He can stop me from, you know, fooling around. He can stop me from cussing people out. He can stop me from, you know, taking a nip every now and then. He can stop me from using and abusing my body. He can do it. Hallelujah. And I said, God, just got to know that he's awesome. I said, got to know that he's awesome. And every time I think about how awesome God is and how people throw one another away because of the sin that they was in and the sin that they commit, and we just throw them away because we think they're no good. They at the bottom. There's no hope for them. But the God that I serve says, just give them to me. Hallelujah. And if you want to be like me, you take them also. Hallelujah. Too many times we throw our sisters and we throw our brothers and our family members under the bus, and we put five flat tires because they got a spare. And we leave them under there. And we're like, oh man, they're no good. Really. And God is saying, listen, where's your mercy? Where's your grace? I thought you said you wanted to be like me. Hallelujah. That's what I'm all about. I'm forever forgiven. That's my number. Call me up. Call forgiveness. Call it up. Y'all know, y'all got so many. I got two cell phones, but y'all got those cell phones. Y'all got people on speed dials. Some of y'all don't even know their numbers. All y'all do is just go to the name Blue and Bye. If you lose your phone, you don't know them no more. I'm one of them. It's true. You don't know. And I said, Lord. And my brother said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm starting to take their names and write them down in the book again, because I find myself, cheating myself by not remembering people's numbers. And years ago, boy, you can spit numbers out like it was nothing, Joe. You be like, man, Jody, I'm something. Nah, 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 nah. Steve, I'm something. Nah, nah, nah. And you're like, man, you know their numbers like that? Yeah, man. You know why? You know why a person will know their numbers like that? Because they stay in contact with him. And that's just like God. When you know God's number, you stay in contact with him. Hallelujah. You just call them up and tell them what you want. Elisha called them up and he said, God, open his eyes and allow him to see. Because see, he's kind of nervous, and I don't need nobody walking with me nervous. House of prayer don't need nobody walking with him nervous. But see, we have a standard of living right. And if you're not living right, this is your opportunity to get right. God is not coming to correct us and get us right and for us to just walk back out there the same way we came. Hallelujah. You know, if the scripture is right, and I know it is, when it says, I wish above all that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper, that means that God's getting ready to do an overhaul on everybody. Hallelujah. And I'm just crazy enough just to believe the God that I serve. I'm just mad enough to believe that God will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm thanking them in advance. Hallelujah. God, you're getting ready to touch, heal, and deliver. You're getting ready to set free. Hallelujah. Thank you. See, the problem with us, we don't start praising him. We don't start giving him glory in advance, because when you do that, the enemy, boy, he said, listen, I got to go. He stopped putting up that finger. He said, I got to go. I can't stay there. Hallelujah. When we come on one accord, when we give God the glory, when we give him the praise, I mean from the youngest to the oldest, you know,